Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show. Today is a great day because this is the day the Lord has made for you. If this is the very first time that you have joined us, I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Hart. Our vision is to bring you the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture. The scripture tells us in Zechariah 4:6 that not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts, that God is accomplishing many great things in our lives. And one of the things that we do know that many of the gifts and the callings on our lives are activated by word. This is why God raises up communications officers that serve as the spin doctors of our generation. And we know that our culture, that our churches, that our governments, they all need those that have the capacity of delivering important messages and concepts in written and in oral form. And these are our scribes and our prophets of our day that are fulfilling their callings in the marketplace. And so today I want to celebrate the marketplace callings of communication by having our guest Lisa Creighton, the publisher of Spirit-Led Writer, an incredible wordsmith that God has been using to pen many articles of publication to touch the people of God. When you read Lisa's writing, you know even if she's writing on a subject that some may consider secular or someone may consider biblical, there's a spirit behind her writing. And I want to welcome you, Lisa, to the Voice of Destiny Show to talk about the vision that God's given you as a communication officer. Why do you think people that are called to communicate are important to God's plan today?
Thank you, Dr. Hopp. It's such a privilege to be here to share with you and your guests. And I'm just delighted for the movement of God and the timing of God. And I just bless God for this opportunity. Regarding your question, I think it's very important because we are, if you look at it from a prophetic standpoint, we are the voice of God in the earth. We are those who God speaks to, and then we translate that into some form, whether that's writing, whether that's speaking, whether that's preaching, singing, teaching, however. In my realm, it's writing. And so I take what God has given me, and I translate that to bring forth his kingdom in the earth, to share salvation, to build people up. As you know, my strength, if you will, in the body is, you know, if you bring them in, if someone saves them, I'm going to grow them up. I'm into spiritual maturity and helping people grow. And that's what my writing is geared toward, to help people to grow up in Christ and to really experience the kingdom of God on earth.
Well, it's important that we understand the gifts and callings. A lot of times we recognize the callings that are inside local church, inside of the body, but we end those callings, the knowledge of those callings, at the threshold of the church and never take them out into the marketplace, never take them out into our community. What is it that writers need to be aware of that they are capable of doing and it's lawful for them to do in order to express the spirit of the ready writer in the culture? Because a lot of us may think, well, I can only write, you know, something that's churchy. But there's a large community of people that need Jesus. What is it that you have to say to those scribes that are caught to write, and there are limited opportunities inside the church to actually minister on a Sunday with, a writing piece? What should believers who are caught to writing understand their mandate is for the day?
The mandate is to be ready, and the way you be ready is first to be obedient. God has given you that call. God has given you that gift, and if God has told you that that is in you, then it's time to be ready. You need to be prepared, whether that's through training, academic training, whether that's going to conferences, whether that's reading books. You can learn a lot just from reading books on how to write and how to write well. And then from there, you need to go where God calls you to. All of us have different spheres of influence, and that sphere of influence is going to take you. One of the things that I got shot down really early, Pastor Daniel, in my movement as a writer was the church telling me that I shouldn't write for the secular audience, that the church telling me that that was not God, and to know that I know that God told me that that's what I was supposed to do, and I was obedient to that. Mm. And so what I did from that is I write about the principles of God, but I write it for a secular audience. For example, when I'm writing on money, I tell people to give. I tell people to give 10% of their income. I tell them to invest in other people, invest in good causes. These are scriptural principles, but I'm telling them to an audience who may not see God first, but they'll see the principle, and then in the principle they can meet God.
Yeah. Well, most people that are outside the four walls of the church, they're outside the commonwealth of the church. They don't understand our language twos. They don't understand our paradigms. They don't see how that's relative to them. But when we set up a platform where we become relative to them, and they're interested and they're thirsty for the word that we're given, then we can explain to them, like Jesus had to take the multitudes, the disciples said, this is what I meant by what I said. Because actually, when I was talking to the mass audience who are outside the commonwealth, I had to speak to them in parables. And so how did you learn to craft your ability to do that? Because a lot of people don't know how to get beyond their religious jargon to communicate.
That's so good and such a good question. That's something I teach on at conferences and individual one-on-one with people is the first thing we have to do is not be preachy. We have so many terms and terminology in the kingdom of God, in the body of Christ, that people outside don't even understand. So I'm often asking people, what does that mean? When you say that, when you say that someone gave their heart to the Lord, what does that mean? When you say that Jesus lives inside of me, what does that mean? I mean, if you literally talk to a secular audience and you read a secular press, what does that mean? So I learned how to do it first. My training is in academics. So I was academically trained as a writer. So I was not trained in the church how to write. I got my degrees in writing. And from there, once I switched over to the Christian market and then back into the secular because I do both, I had to remember that different audiences, you make a good point. Jesus talked to his disciples different than he talked to the multitude. He trained them in one way and said, go out and do these things. And when you think about when Jesus sent the disciples out and he told them, don't take a cloak and don't take money and don't take this, it's the same thing when we are writing or we're communicating to other audiences. Don't take those things that are just so in the kingdom only that those who are thirsty and those who are hungry can't understand. So the first thing I tell people is don't be preachy.
Well, I tell you, Paul said it this way, that we need to become all things to all men that we may win some. This is a very important skill in kingdom culture today, because the most powerful evangelism word that we have in the church today is the word of influence. If you are unable to influence the culture, you will not get their ears. And if you don't get their ears, you will not get their hearts. And that's what we're called to do. We are called to reconcile men to Jesus Christ, and we need to use the creative power that God has given us to do that. We're going to take a destiny break right here. And Lisa, I'd like to come back after the break and talk about some of the biblical icons or messengers or models that are prophets and scribes that you most admire. And how do you see what they did can relate to what we're called to do today in the area of communications and writing? We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Voice of Destiny show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God is destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you've just tuned in, you've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show. My name is Dr. Daniel Harp. I'm your host, and our guest today is Lisa Creighton, the publisher and founder of Spirit-Led Writers, writer. And is that .com, Lisa? Spirit-Led Writer. And it's a great vehicle for those of you that understand that you're called by God to be a vision caster in culture, that you're called to be a spin doctor for Jesus Christ, to help people to understand that the source of right and wrong is in God. And today, especially in today's technology, we are communicating to people who don't even know about a Jesus. You know, they don't even know about being a born again. And so we have to be able to have the capacity like Paul, who was a leading apostle, apostle that was called to the Gentiles, who didn't know all this religious system that the average Jew knew about. He knew that he had to speak to them differently. As you were saying, Jesus spoke differently to the multitude than he did to the actual disciples. So tell us, you know, what is it that we need to know about this?
Let me back up first, Pastor Daniel, and say that, Dr. Hopp, so used to calling you Pastor Daniel, that firstspiritledwriter.com is my website. It's no longer publishing. That was for a season that I did that publication. It is still there, so people can see some of the content. But that was a need in the body of Christ when there wasn't blogs, wasn't available, and other websites to particularly get people in the mindset of what was needed for this generation, and to help Christian writers to know that if you're called, you can do it. If you're called, you can do it. So I'm sorry, what was your question again?
My original question was, who are some of the biblical models that we can look to that are scribes? And then also talk about their craftsmanship of communicating the message to a different audience that's not Christian.
Okay, let's talk about some of my biblical models real quickly. One would have to be Jeremiah as a prophet, as a prophetic voice, who despite opposition, who despite just affliction, who still stayed steady with his message that God gave him and was willing to do it in the face of hostile audiences, and that he didn't really wait for approval. He waited for the obedience of God. The other New Testament would be Paul, because Paul, he, again, a prophet who his prophetic writings were some of the things when you talk about craftsmanship that communicates to all audiences. Paul is an example of someone who was authentic. He was able to share his heart. He was able to forget his past hurts and the things that he's holding on to because he wanted to touch the hearts of people for God. Paul was also compassionate. He was Christ-centered. Everything Paul talks about was also clear, and Paul was blunt. There was times Paul had to really tell us, you know, people, you need to get your act together. And there are times when we're writing that we articulate that same message, maybe not in the way that Paul did, but those are some of the things that he brings to the table. But you know one that many people overlook, and I wasn't expecting that question, but it's so excellent, so I don't have the reference right there here, but it's Jeremiah. Jeremiah worked with somebody named Baruch. And most people don't know Baruch was basically a ghostwriter. Jeremiah was in chains. He spoke to Baruch. He gave the word of God says Jeremiah spoke and Baruch wrote it down. When the king destroyed that particular book, Baruch went back to Jeremiah and did the same thing again. And there's a big issue in the body of Christ or a big question whether ghostwriters are authentic. And there are ways to make that authentic. For example, my name would be with your name so that you know that I'm not saying Dr. Hopp wrote this. I'm saying he had an assistant. But there are those who can't do it themselves. So just like any other part of the body, we just come along and help them to do it. But Baruch understood his function in the body was to take the prophetic message and put it in print. And that's where we stand when we look at as writers with God. God downloads the message to us, Dr. Hopp, and we write it out. We don't change it. We don't mess with it. I mean, it doesn't mean that we can't. You talked about some of the craftsmanship. Yes, we have to learn how to write well. Yes, we have to learn how to self-edit. Maybe we need to be in some kind of writing group initially, if not permanently, throughout our writing. We need to give back. For example, I'm a mentor with the Jerry Jenkins Christian Writers Guild. This is my 10th year doing it, of training beginning and intermediate writers all through email. It's a whole program they have there to train writers up. And those who go through that program or those who go through any training and learn the basics of writing mechanics, how do you structure a message, how do you take that one article and make it a book, and continually to strive for perfection, then we're not changing God's message. We're just becoming a vessel where that message can come out as pure as God wants it delivered.
Well, this is incredible for ministry gifts, business people, educators, people who may be gifted at oral presentations of ideas and concepts, but they're not gifted with the written part of. And we need the ministry of Baruch. We need those partners so that our gospel can get out. We know that I believe the gospel of Luke. You know, I mean, these different the four gospels. You know, some of them were written directly by the authors, and some of them actually used a Baruch type of personality to help them to translate that message. And I think it's really important that in the body of Christ that we begin to acknowledge these gifts so that not only they can fulfill their callings, we can fulfill ours. Because without them,
right.
many of our messages will not be able to get out there and the things that God's given us. So thank you for bringing that to our attention. I know there's another character named Zalia. Will you tell us about him and his contribution with writing as a master craftsman?
Who's that?
B-E-Z-A-L-E-L, Bezalel. I'm not pronouncing his
I'm
name
not
correct.
Sure. Can you remind me who he is?
Well, he was an Old Testament scribe, and but I tell you what, since you don't know, I want to ask you to speak on him. But I want us to understand that, you know, hey, there's great work that needs to be done, and right now we are living in an age in the internet where the need for writers, the scribes, have resurfaced to be able to go out and to vision cast what God is saying. How do you see how the internet is playing a greater role for these types of gifts doing what God's called them to do?
Oh, wow. The internet has totally changed the playing field. It has given us more opportunities. It has given us places where we can place our writing for free or for pay, and we could talk about that idea later. And it has also opened up a vehicle where we can minister to people worldwide. The Word of God tells us we need to take the Word to the world, and the internet allows us to do just that. Pastor Daniel, I'll give you September 11th as a good example. When September 11th happened, there was a need for words of comfort and healing and peace and just to know that God was in control. And so many websites and so many publishers who normally have print magazines and really wasn't focusing too much on their web presence immediately began looking for writers to share those messages, those scriptural messages of hope and redemption and peace through the internet. And so that became a great need. But also, if you know anything about the print publication field right now, there are so many magazines and newspapers that have folded completely, or they ceased their print publication in order to offer a web presence. So there's a lot of opportunities to reach the world with the Word of God through the internet.
Wow. Well, these are very important processes that we need to be aware of. We are called to be ambassadors. God wants us to use all the tools that he's given us. And when we come back from this Destiny Break, Lisa, I want to talk about how we can begin to answer the call in the marketplace to actually market and do commerce with our gift, because this is a part of us getting access. A lot of people think, well, Paul was invited to all these nations to bring the gospel because he was such a great preacher, when the truth is that he was a great tent maker. He was invited and got licensed to get into these places because he was able to make a good tent, which everybody needed during that day. Talk about how to translate our gifts and callings through writing in the marketplace, and what should we be doing at this hour to answer the call for that assignment. We'll be right back.
I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and bold by having the state look after me. I desire to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed.
YI Institute is an entrepreneur and leadership program for youth that teaches personal leadership, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Register your youth today at yicenter.com. That's yicenter.com. And your youth will learn how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you've just tuned in, you've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show. My special guest is Lisa Creighton, the founder of Spirit-Led Writer, but a very eclectic and anointed writer that's been writing in all kinds of genre, Christian, secular, to bring an inspirational message to build people up and to help them to be and do and everything that God has called them to. And so, Lisa, we were talking on the last segment about the authentic nature of ghostwriters and the calling to do that and the work of that. But also we need to say, hey, people who write have to eat too. And so what is it that Christian ministry gifts that our writers need to be aware of, and people that are called to business need to be aware of how to platform on what God anointed them to do into a market translation?
Thank you, Dr. Hopp. I'm going to go back to the question you asked, and I'm going to segue that. You asked me about Bezalel, and I drew a blank, and I just looked it up. This is Exodus 31, and really if you look from 1 to 6, and why this is significant to the question, he was someone who was chosen to do a specific work for the kingdom of God, and that in the Old Testament times, but he was working on the temple, and it said that God said he had filled him with the spirit of God and wisdom and understanding and knowledge and in all manner of workmanship to devise cunning works, to work in gold and silver and in brass. And his is a good lesson. I'm glad you brought him up for your question that you're asking now. How can we take these gifts and get them to the marketplace? The first thing I always, I meet writers all the time. As soon as I tell them I'm a writer, someone else is a writer. And the first thing I ask is, how does anyone know you're available? How do I know you're a writer? When I had my magazine, how would I have known you were a writer? So you need to have a web presence. You need to have a website or a blog where people can find you to know that this is the kind of writing that you do. You need to know what's available. The best thing for the Christian writer who wants to write from articles to books to devotions is the Christian Writer's Market Guide. It's an annual compilation of hundreds of markets where people can find what a magazine or a book publisher is looking for in this season. We need to know that we can have a noun word, but if we don't have a noun place to put it, then the readers won't hear it and won't be able to read it. So we need to show our availability. We need to be able to tell editors and others that we're available, that we want to work. Training. Training is so important. Not everyone will go to school for writing as I did, but you can still get training at conferences if you just Google Christian Writers Conference, but you can also Google Writers Conferences because we can learn a lot from those who are non-Christians because you know that, that those who are not in the kingdom of, of the kingdom of God still have skills and training that we can benefit from. Asking God to help us to be obedient, to sit in that seat and to write, to take those books and articles and things that we already have and begin to perfect them. Again, to find a local writers group, again, you can go into the Internet and just Google Christian Writers Group in your area of the city, and you might have to go a little bit further than right around the corner, but just to have that network. A lot of libraries have writing groups that meet at the local public libraries. So when you look at how do we do this to do it, I mean, most of us know how to get the words to the print. And how to literally just type out the word. But now we have to let the world know that we're available. And sometimes it's if I know that Dr. Hop is writing, I may tell my best friend. Isn't that what happened to Jesus? He went and he started healing people. Even when he told them don't tell, they still spread the word abroad.
Yeah, this is
so
true.
You can be connected with someone who can be so excited about the gift of God in you and will share that with someone else who can then open that door for you to begin writing and publishing for God's glory.
Wow. Well, these are important concepts because a lot of times we have knowledge, but a lot of times we lack wisdom. We lack wisdom. And and we have to be able to translate these spiritual inspirations into practical realities because that's really what wisdom is, the correct application of knowledge. And so when we understand that there are gifts and callings in the body of Christ, and then there need to be an answering. You know, Jesus is knocking at the door of our heart for those that will be writers that he could use to carry the spirit of his message in written form. And then when we begin to understand that there is an ability available to us and it's and the timing that we're in, the time in the season that we're in. This is the time for writing. Everybody has to write. I was telling my kids, you know, now you're not going to believe this, Lisa, but my two youngest girls, they are graduating from high school this year, and they'll be in college this summer.
Wow.
And I was telling them, look, you got to know how to write technology, you know, because that's like going to college and not knowing how to pin your thoughts and your feelings and your emotions and your ideas. It's like going to college and not knowing your alphabet. It is really important in order for us to be the communication officers and people that God wants us to be. That's what the Great Commission is about. It's carrying a message. It's through the foolishness of preaching, which is also done through publishing and writing, that will win the day, that will win souls. And so it's really important that we get this. So, Lisa, what is it that you feel is a present-day mandate for communication people that are called to the communication mountain, people that are called by God to do spin doctoring? What do you think are important mandates that we need to pursue in order to advance God's kingdom?
I think you just said the right word, Dr. Hart. We have to pursue. This mm-hmm. thing is, this is the difference between Chronos and Kairos, and we used to talk about that mm-hmm. a lot at Voice of Destiny, you know, the mm-hmm. calendar time, which Chronos versus the Spirit of God. This is the now moment to get this thing done, and that's what this is, and we need to pursue casting aside all of those doubts, fears, unbelief, and begin to move in what God is calling us to do. God is calling us to reach the word, to reach the world with his word in such a way that the world can delight in it, can hunger for it, to be able to come against some of these teachings and rulings and just this demonic atmosphere that's mm-hmm. in the world, and to go back, for example, let's just, you know, for want of a better topic, marriage, to get back to the basic tenets of Scripture and to let mm-hmm. people know that there is an option. It's called the Bible.
Mm.
There is
wow.
a biblical
wow.
principle in every area of life, and that's what we as writers can do, is to share those and to pursue that with all our heart and to be teachable in that moment, be willing to stretch and to grow and to stand for God in the dark places of the earth.
Tell us about your thoughts on some of the present technology for communicating through written form, like Twitter and Facebook. Will you speak to those? Because there's still a lot of Christians out there, they're opposing it like it's demonic. And we have about 1 minute, but please give us your best thoughts about Twitter and Facebook.
Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn are ways to connect with the world again. Every day when I'm on Facebook, I'm interacting with people from all over the world, not just the country, mm-hmm. because there are people mm-hmm. from all over the world. And this is a vehicle that we can use to reach God. Don't look at it as just a social platform, but it's a ministry platform. But don't be mm-hmm. so preachy in those atmospheres that people can't see the social you. It's friendship mm-hmm. evangelism in another form.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So we want to thank you, Lisa, for helping us to carry the voice of Voice of Destiny and Kingdom Culture into the world. Your impact that you're having on people's thought life about how to express the calling of God to influence through communication vehicles is really important for the church today. And I'm going to actually ask you if you would come back and have another conversation with us on another show after we're done with this, because there's so much we need to hear about on the area of callings and assignments in the very practical sense in order for us to be activated to fulfill our destiny. Brothers and sisters, I want to thank you again. If you want to get in contact with Lisa Creighton, you can certainly go to voiceofdestiny.org, and we'll have her bio information on our website. But Lisa, what's the best place to link to connect with you online for those that want to know more about your writing on technology that you're using?
Sure. My website is lisacreighton.com. That's LisaCrayt, as in Tom, .com. And there you can see what I'm doing. You can email me as well. I'm also on Facebook if you want to look me up that way as well.
Praise God. Well, thank you for being such a gift. And God is doing something really special with arming what I call to be the fifth column, which I like to talk to you about on our next show, is that the fifth column that God is raising up to infiltrate the marketplace in order to be true witnesses for Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, thank you for tuning in. Remember, Voice of Destiny is available to you at voiceofdestinyonline.com 24/7. And also, we invite you to partner with us. Our special gift for our givers and our partners this month is an incredible study on the book of Ephesians, so you can understand the height and the depth of your calling. Remember, today is a great day because this is the day the Lord has especially made for you. God bless.
If you're enjoying this prophetic and provocative conversation, give thanks with me for our monthly voice partners who help us to carry the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture to our generation. You too can become a distinguished monthly voice partner with a partnership gift of $15 to $45 a month. Our partners receive a monthly voice package that empowers them to be, do, and have everything God has destined for them. You too can become a monthly voice partner. Just go to the partners page at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And register today as a monthly voice partner to keep the Voice of Destiny show in your community. You've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show with your host, Pastor Daniel Huff. Remember, kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's program, visit voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us at Twitter
under the name of The VOD Show.